As a quarterback, I love sports. But sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. Which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
What's up, Warriors? Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of mental toughness. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's often misunderstood. Solitude. You know, those moments when you just chill with yourself, no notifications, no distractions, just pure, unadulterated you time. Ever feel like the world is constantly pulling at you, demanding your attention? Like there's never a moment to just breathe and process? Well, guess what? That's exactly why solitude is your secret weapon for crushing procrastination and achieving mental clarity. Now, before you start picturing me as some hermit living in a cave, hear me out. Solitude isn't about being antisocial or shutting everyone out. It's about intentionally carving out space for yourself to recharge, reflect, and get crystal clear on what truly matters. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a high-performance engine. It needs regular maintenance to run smoothly. And just like an engine needs oil changes and tune-ups, your mind needs quiet time to process information, declutter, and come back stronger. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways on how solitude can be your ultimate productivity hack. First up, solitude is your brain's best friend for creativity. When you're constantly bombarded with noise and stimulation, it's like trying to have a deep conversation in a noisy coffee shop. Your mind just can't focus. But give yourself some quiet time, and suddenly those creative juices start flowing. Ever notice how amazing ideas seem to hit you when you're taking a walk in nature or having a hot shower? That's your brain working its magic in the stillness. Next up, solitude helps you slay procrastination. You know that feeling when you have a million things on your to-do list but just can't get started? Well, part of that is probably because your mind is overloaded and scattered. But when you give yourself some alone time, you create space for focused thinking. You can prioritize tasks, break them down into smaller chunks, and actually make progress. Now, here's a big one. Solitude boosts your self-awareness. When you're constantly surrounded by people, it's easy to lose touch with who you really are. But in the quiet moments, you have the chance to reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and motivations. This helps you understand yourself better, identify your strengths and weaknesses, and make decisions that align with your values. Think of it like a personal audit. It's time to check in with yourself and see how you're really doing. Speaking of self-awareness, solitude strengthens your emotional intelligence. Ever notice how people who are comfortable being alone tend to be more empathetic and understanding? That's because solitude allows you to process your own emotions more effectively. You learn to regulate your feelings, respond to situations with greater clarity, and build stronger connections with others. Finally, let's not forget the power of solitude for stress management. The world is a noisy, demanding place, and it can take a toll on your mental health. But when you carve out time for yourself, you create a sanctuary from the chaos. It's a chance to unwind, de-stress, and recharge your batteries. Think about that last project you were stressing over. Did you feel more calm and collected after taking a walk in nature? Or just sitting quietly with your thoughts? You know it. Solitude isn't selfish. It's essential for maintaining your well-being. Let me give you a real-world example. A few months ago, I was feeling totally overwhelmed. Deadlines were looming, my inbox was overflowing, and I was constantly on edge. I knew I needed to take a step back, so I booked myself a weekend getaway at a remote cabin in the woods. No phone signal, no internet, just me a cozy fireplace, and a stack of books. Now, you might think that sounds boring, but it was exactly what I needed. In those quiet moments surrounded by nature, I was able to clear my head, gain perspective, and come back feeling refreshed and re-energized. When I returned, I tackled those deadlines with renewed focus and clarity. That weekend of solitude was a game-changer, so remember this. Solitude is not about isolation. It's about intentional connection with yourself. It's about creating space for your mind to wander, your creativity to blossom, and your inner wisdom to shine through. Make time for solitude, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes in your productivity, your creativity, and your overall well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you incorporate solitude into your daily routine? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Mental War for more daily doses of mental toughness. Until next time, warriors, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.